Welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Goodman and Friends from 1935 with After You've Gone, written by Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. Well, that's a classic song, and it's a classic trio composed of Benny on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums. Well, they opened this morning's show, and what we're going to do this morning is a little different. We've done it before, and it's a lot of fun, actually. We're going to listen to some lovely recordings of some very nice songs. It's what we do every Sunday morning, of course. But today, we're going to hear these songs again, not once, but twice. Well, I've selected a number of songs, seven altogether, and I hope I get to them all today. And I picked two recordings of each by different artists or groups. Well, it's not a competition to see which ones are better. To be honest, I can't choose between them myself. Each version is terrific in its own right, but this does give us a taste of just how great the songs were and how many different ways there were to perform and sing them. And, of course, how talented the performers were. Well, our first song of the morning is After You've Gone. That was written in 1918, as I mentioned, by the songwriting team of Henry Creamer and Turner Layton. It was apparently performed in that year by Al Jolson in one of his vaudeville acts. And then it was recorded in the following year by several artists. And the version that was recorded by Marion Harris went on to be a major hit. Well, since then, it's become a jazz standard, and it's been performed by many, many different artists. And we're going to hear one more version of it. And we'll hear it from the fabulous Judy Garland. From 1960, so 25 years apart, these two recordings. One of the ones she made for the Capitol label. So we'll hear her from 1960 with After You've Gone.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, baby, think what you're doing. My love for you is gonna drive me to ruin. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Garland with After You've Gone from 1960. Two very different versions of that wonderful song. That's what we're listening to this morning. I call it a duplicates program. We listen to several songs and we hear two versions of each. Well, our next song was written by Cole Porter in 1935 and introduced in his musical for Broadway, Jubilee, where it was performed by June Knight. And that is Begin the Beguine. Well, the Beguine was apparently a Latin dance originating from the Caribbean. Cole Porter wrote a song about it, but it was not hugely successful at first. And then it was recorded in 1938 by Artie Shaw. He had an arrangement made by his staff arranger, Jerry Gray. And that went on to become an enormous hit for Shaw. And, of course, a much-performed standard after that. It was also featured in the Hollywood film Broadway Melody of 1940. And there it was danced by Fred Astaire and Eleanor Powell. We're going to hear two versions of it by one of our favorite female vocalists and also one of our favorite male vocalists. Two wonderful voices, voices of great power and subtlety and great style. And we'll hear from Ella Fitzgerald from 1956 with Buddy Bregman. Her version of Begin the Beguine from her Porter songbooks. And then we'll hear from Sammy Davis Jr. the following year, 1957, his version of the same song. Two versions of Begin the Beguine from Ella Fitzgerald and Sammy Davis Jr.
When they begin the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. Again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never to divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin the beginning.
Begin the begin. It brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin the begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when the tune clutches my heart. And here we are, swearing to love forever and promising never, never, never to part. What moments divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now will I hear people curse the chance that was wasted. Man, I know but too well just what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Let the love that was once a fire remain an ember. Let it sleep like the dead desire I only remember. When they begin the beginning. Oh yes, let them begin the beginning. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper to me once more, my darling, I love you. And we suddenly know just what heaven we're in when they begin the beginning. When they begin.
Hi, this is Randy McKelligan. Join me every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. for the finest in jazz. In Transition surveys jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. From Armstrong to Ellington, established and up-and-coming stars to the latest trends in jazz. In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1.
Bridgehead is celebrating a decade of serving great coffee and tea to the Ottawa community. Bridgehead supports small-scale farmers by offering 100% fairly traded and organic coffees and teas. Their commitment to social responsibility means grower families receive more money for their coffee and cooperatives receive more money for special projects chosen by the community. Bridgehead wants to thank you for your support over the past decade and looks forward to serving you a tasty coffee, tea, and freshly baked good at one of their 12 Ottawa locations.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're here at the University of Ottawa, and I'm Stephanie Robinson, bringing you some songs and performers from days gone by. And this morning we're listening to a selection of songs and two interpretations of each song. And we've just heard Cole Porter's wonderful composition, Begin the Begin. Two versions, one by Ella Fitzgerald in 1956 from her Porter songbook. And we also heard the fabulous voice of Sammy Davis Jr. from 1957 with the same song. Well, our next song was written by a songwriter that I haven't heard of before. And she is called Bernice Petkir, or Petkirer. I'm not quite sure how she pronounced her name. Well, she worked at Irving Berlin's Song Publishing Company and also throughout radio and wrote a number of songs. And she had two significant hits. One was A Lullaby of the Leaves and the other was Close Your Eyes. And it's that one that we're going to hear this morning. The song was first recorded in that year by British bandleader Ray Noble, along with his vocalist Al Bowley. And they did a lovely job on the song Close Your Eyes. It's a beautiful, sweet ballad. We're going to hear two recordings made a little later. One from 1957 by Doris Day with the orchestra of Paul Weston. And then we'll go back to 1949 to a wonderful vocalist, and perhaps not as famous as some of his colleagues, but he had just a wonderful, wonderful voice, Johnny Hartman, and made a number of recordings starting in the 1940s. And he's just a delight to listen to. So I thought we would hear from him as well with his version from 1949 of the song Close Your Eyes. And we'll start with Doris Day. And as I said, the song will be Close Your Eyes.
Close and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? Holiday, and love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes?
Shoulder and sleep, close your eyes, and I will close mine. Close your eyes. Let's pretend that we're both counting sheep. Close your eyes. Oh, this is divine. Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday. And love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your eyes? Music play. Something dreamy for dancing while we're here romancing. It's love's holiday. And love will be our guide. Close your eyes. When you open them, dear, I'll be near by your side. So won't you close your
Close Your Eyes. We heard two versions of that lovely song, one by Doris Day with Paul Weston and one by Johnny Hartman. Doris recorded hers in 1957 and Johnny Hartman recorded his in 1949, written by Bernice Petkir. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, and this morning we are listening to two versions of several songs, just to hear the different ways in which the musicians and the singers approached bringing us these beautiful compositions. And we're going to go now to one of the best, the greatest, I shouldn't say best, they're all great, one of the great songwriting teams, and that's Rodgers and Hart. Their song, My Heart Stood Still, was composed, excuse me, by them, well, composed by Richard Rodgers, lyrics by Lawrence Hart, in 1927. It seems to have been first introduced, actually, in a London review in the UK in that year, in May of 1927, in a review called One Damn Thing After Another. Well, apparently the songwriters liked it so much, they included it in their Broadway musical that I believe opened in October or November of that year, called A Connecticut Yankee, and that, of course, went on to become a movie. Well, in the Broadway musical, the song was performed by Constant Carpenter and William Gaxton. We're going to hear two versions of it from a little later on, and we'll hear first an instrumental version by one of my favorite trumpeters, as you've probably noticed, Billy Butterfield and his orchestra, and they made a wonderful set of recordings in 1946 and 1947 of a whole host of standards, and this was one of them. So we'll hear them, and then we'll hear from Peggy Lee, she of the lovely sultry voice and fabulous jazz style. From 1957, she's well into her solo career at this point, making lots of recordings for the Capitol label, and she made one of this Rodgers and Hart song. So we'll hear two versions of My Heart Stood Still, and we'll start with Billy Butterfield and his orchestra.
Thank you.
I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do. And then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk. My lips could move and talk. And yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well you knew. I never lived at all until the when my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands told me so well.
What's with that debit card up your schnoz?
I'm paying ATM fees through the nose.
Why don't you check the back, Jack?
Check what?
Check the back of your debit card for the exchange logo. Here, let me get that. See? You're already a member.
I had no idea.
The exchange is your ticket to no-fee withdrawals, deposits, PIN changes, and more at over 2,300 ATMs across Canada. Get the ATM locator app at keepyourchange.ca. You want this back up your nose?
I'll use the exchange.
Keep your change. Use the exchange.
Going once, going twice, sold!
All sorts of great deals on local restaurants and cafes, ski packages, musical instruments, and other awesome goods and services from the nation's capital.
It all awaits you at CHUO's fundraising auction.
Going down on February 6th at the Agora in the Uni Center at Ottawa U.
Viewing starts at 11 and live bids with a professional auctioneer start at 1 p.m.
Tons of local swag from Bridgehead,
Dave's Drum Shop,
Mall Sainte-Marie,
Baseman Music,
Raw Sugar Cafe,
Nature's Buzz,
Stone Soup Foodworks,
The Scone Witch,
Fred Astaire Dance Studio, and many more.
All proceeds go towards CHUO.
For more info or to donate, call us at 613-562-5965.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we're broadcasting from the University of Ottawa. This morning on the show, we're listening to songs from days gone by. And we're listening to a selection of 7 songs, I believe, we have on the list. So it's 14 recordings this morning. 2 versions of each song, which is a lot of fun because you get to hear not only the song, but different approaches to their interpretation and performance. And we've just heard a song written by the great songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart in 1927. And that song was My Heart Stood Still. We heard an instrumental version of it recorded in 1947 by Billy Butterfield and his orchestra. And then we heard a vocal version, of course, recorded by Peggy Lee in 1957. And that's My Heart Stood Still by Rodgers and Hart. Well, our next song, I don't know very much about, and I did a little bit of research and couldn't find out very much about this song. It was written by Ruby Bloom and Ted Kohler, but it doesn't appear to have been featured in any movies or musicals. But it's a delightful song, and it's been performed by a number of different artists, and it is called Don't Worry About Me. Well, we're going to hear two versions of it, 25 years apart almost. We'll hear first from British and American vocalist Beryl Davis, and I say that because she started out in the UK in the late 30s and went on to have a good, great career there, singing, by the way, with Glenn Miller and his orchestra when they were over there with the Army Air Force Band. She came to the US after World War II and had another great career there. She has a lovely voice. And we're going to hear her from her UK days with members of the quintet of the Hot Club of France. And that, of course, was the group formed by Stéphane Grappelli and Django Reinhardt. On this one, we will hear Beryl doing the singing. And I don't believe, that Stéphane Grappelli joined them for this recording in the studio. She's certainly accompanied by Django Reinhardt and other members of the quintet. Then we're going to go forward to 1962 to a recording made as part of the small group swing sessions for the Columbia label in the mid-50s and early 60s, and included this song. Now, the group happened to be that led by Coleman Hawkins, a great tenor saxophonist, along with trumpeter Clark Terry. And Clark Terry, I must confess, is new to me, so this is a bit of a discovery. As I played the song, I noticed, of course, Coleman Hawkins, as you will hear, wasn't actually performing on it, so it's pretty well a solo by Mr. Terry, along with the rhythm section, but it's just delightful. So I thought I would include it as a slightly different approach to this song. So we'll hear Don't Worry About Me, two versions. We'll hear from Clark Terry in a few moments. And we'll hear first from Beryl Davis and the quintet of the Hot Club of France.
Thank you.
Pine Trumpet of Clark Terry with Don't Worry About Me, written by Ruby Bloom and Ted Kohler. And by the way, just checking my notes, Fine Piano there by Tommy Flanagan. And we also heard a version of the same song by Beryl Davis with Django Reinhardt and the rest of the quintet of the Hot Club of France, except for Mr. Rapelli, who didn't appear to be on that one. And that was from 1939, and we heard the Clark Terry number was from 1962. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before. We're here on your dial at 89.1 FM, CHUO, and broadcasting from the University of Ottawa. This morning we've been listening to a whole selection of songs and two versions of each song. And it's a very interesting way to appreciate the songs, different ways in which they can they could be performed, and they're still being performed today. So maybe it would be fun to listen to an early recording and then a modern recording and to see how much music has evolved or the performance of music. Well, we've got a couple more songs for you this morning, or actually we've got four more songs, but four more recordings, two more songs, I believe, yes. We're going to go now to one of my favorite songwriting teams, and that's Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Jimmy, of course, produced lovely melodies, and Dorothy produced wonderful lyrics. And I have, having said that, I'm sorry, we're not going to get the lyrics on either version of this song. And it's a very famous song that they wrote called Exactly Like You. It was published in 1930 and introduced by the team of Harry Richmond and Gertrude Lawrence in the 1930 Broadway musical Lew Leslie's International Revue. They did have great names for songs or shows back then. I don't know who Lew Leslie was, but he had an international revue and this song was featured in it. We're going to hear two instrumental versions by two musicians who were very much leaders in their field. We've heard from the wonderful trumpet of Clark Terry and earlier on from the equally wonderful trumpet of Billy Butterfield, and we're now going to hear from another wonderful trumpet, and that's the one wielded by Bobby Hackett. Having said that, I know he frequently played the cornet, and it's possible that this might be cornet instead of trumpet. I really can't tell the difference. I'm afraid my ear is not quite good enough. Anyway, whichever it is, he does a very fine job with his friends in a recording of the number, Exactly Like You, made in 1943. Then we'll go to one of the greatest of the saxophonists on the alto sax, one of the loveliest, loveliest tones in jazz, and that has to be by Johnny Hodges, a mainstay of the Ellington outfit. He made a lot of recordings with his friends in smaller groups, in particular for the Verve label in the late 50s, with friends, and they produced in 1961 their version of Exactly Like You. And I'm not sure who's actually joining Johnny on this one. I've got some notes. I'll see if I can find out, and after it's over, let you know. Two versions of Exactly Like You from Bobby Hackett and Johnny Hodges. Thank you. Two versions of the song written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields, Exactly Like You. We heard first from Bobby Hackett and Friends from 1943, and we just heard from Johnny Hodges from 1961. And I did check my notes, and with him in the studio that day were Ray Nance on trumpet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Mel Lewis on drums. Two lovely versions of a lovely song. We've got one more song for you this morning, and it's another Rodgers and Hart song. That was written by the team for their musical in 1938 called The Boys from Syracuse. That apparently had been based on the Shakespeare play The Comedy of Errors, and I understand it was the first time that a musical was based on a Shakespeare play. Perhaps the most celebrated one would have been Kiss Me, Kate, based, I believe, on The Taming of the Shrew. Well, The Boys from Syracuse was a very popular musical on Broadway, and it was also made into a Hollywood film in 1940. We're going to hear two versions of a song from that show, and the song is This Can't Be Love. So I know you've heard this one before. And we're going to go to the 1950s and two major performers. We'll hear first from Nat King Cole. Now, my notes say it's a trio, and it's possible that he was playing with his trio, but I believe there's a larger orchestra on this one as well. So we'll hear Nat King Cole bring us the lyrics on This Can't Be Love. And we'll end the show by inviting back Ella Fitzgerald. Her songbooks, her Rodgers and Hart songbooks, contain so many of their wonderful recordings. And they do include this one, This Can't Be Love, from 1956. And we'll start with Nat King Cole from 1953, This Can't Be Love. This Can't Be Love.
this can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the skies. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. Heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes. I love to look in your eyes. This
can't be love, because I feel so well. No sobs, no sorrows, no sighs. This can't be love, I get no dizzy spell. My head is not in the sky. My heart does not stand still, just hear it beat. This is too sweet to be love. This can't be love, because I feel so well. But still I love to look in your eyes.
I love to look in your
eyes. And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.